Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Marlene Levy. And we just got off the phone, because I was a call-in, with Caroline Sarakoff from the Gold Coast Great Neck Art Center in reference to the festival that's starting on November 4th and will be going through the 13th to 14th. And she was just highlighting some of the films. But the point is, all these things, it behooves people to get the flyer will probably be in your mail, in your papers this weekend. But you look at it, and there might be a film you might have an interest, because like anything in life, once it's over, it's over. So you can't look back on the 20th of November and say, I should have gone it. If there, you think there's something you like, you ask your friend to go with you. I talked about the Beatle one. I'll offer it to my son-in-law because he's a major Beatle fan. You know, it's a unique movie, so he may enjoy going to one, and that's it. Now we're going from movies to food and travel. I mean, this is going to be a very entertaining morning. And we have with us Lynn Dobrin. Dobrin. And Lynn is a food and travel critic.
Writer, not critic.
Well, anybody who writes is a critic, because I'm critical of your writing, right?
No, oh, that's true. But you're right. You're critical of me. I'm not critical of you.
I'm not critical whatsoever. And I met Lynn a couple of months back at the
Night Out with the Police.
The Night Out with the Police.
In Newcastle, Westbury.
With Robert Troiano. Actually, Sheila Bino will be on soon.
Oh, good.
She's coming up. And she, you know Sheila, of
course. Oh, certainly.
Who's from the same neighborhood. And we wound up chatting. And then I said to Lynn, why don't you come on and share some of your experiences? And that's
sure.
What it is. Because you said at the break before we started again to Marlene that you're a senior. So we're all basically seniors. So it's a matter of...
I love being a senior.
100%. Thank you. There's stuff that everybody can do, and there's no reason to sit home
or
and complain.
Or you don't have to do if you don't want to do it.
100%. But I might say this wrong.
Let's hear
you
it.
Need to do something.
Absolutely.
You know, watching TV is not the answer.
No.
You know, it's a something, but it's not the right something.
You have to pick your something.
Right. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved and you know.
In food
yeah,
and travel?
Yeah.
Well, I was travel phobic when I was young. Didn't want to go anywhere. My mother would travel with her friend and take my brother, and the friend would take her daughter, and I would stay at home because I was the one who would say how many more miles as we were pulling out of the driveway.
Okay.
So I was not good. But then I met my husband, Arthur, and we went on a honeymoon to Jamaica, and the traveling started.
Queens or the island?
You the would, island.
Okay, now you were aggressive. I didn't know how aggressive you were.
That's right. I could have said, no, we'll go to Jamaica, Queens. And I decided before that my life had to change. You have a motto out there on the wall that says, whatever you are not changing, you are choosing. You have it right out
wow,
there.
Wow, I've never seen it.
You got to look
whatever
at
you
it.
Want, say it again.
Whatever you are not changing, you are choosing.
Okay.
I love that. Now, I grew up in a suburban town in New Jersey, and I couldn't wait to get out of there. I wanted to live a life. I just felt everything, this was the 50s, and I just felt everything was very constrained. And so we joined the Peace Corps, and we went to Kenya. I graduated from college in I can't even think back.
Don't bother with that.
So, but you don't need the years. A long time. All right, let's get it over with. I'm 77. We got that age down, okay? We know it. And I love it. I just got achieved it a couple of days ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we decided we were going to go into the Peace Corps, and we went to Kenya. And Kenya became a major part of our life. We lived there for almost 2 years. We went back. I gave birth to my son there. I got over my phobias real
wow, you
big
ain't
time.
Oh.
We
everybody should go to Jamaica. That just seemed to be
it. That Jamaica did it. And we went back again when our kids were little to live for 5 months. And then we started leading safaris there. And we led about 12 safaris. photographic safaris.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and we helped build a school there through the Ethical Humanist Society of Long Island. We support two girls now through their high school education. So I'm very, very connected to Kenya.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even have, I mean, not that there's any reason where you suspect somebody does or doesn't do something.
Look at me. Is this woman connected to Kenya?
Right, like, you know,
I should have worn all my beads.
No, that's amazing.
No.
The earrings give it away.
Yeah, the earrings do.
Yeah, they're Kenyan.
They do.
That's amazing. Okay. When was the last time you were back there?
Not. It hasn't been for about 7 years,
okay,
6 years.
That's still, okay.
We took our grandson there with his parents. With the son who I gave birth to. Yeah, we took him to see
Now, I'm not familiar with Kenya, to be honest with you, or the size of it or whatever. So, but when you
Texas,
go back.
Texas, think of Texas.
Oh.
The size of Texas.
So that's big.
France.
But when you go back, you're going back to the same.
We're going back to do two things. We're going back to go on safari because there is nothing like a safari. And if any of you out there are interested, do a safari because it. And you could do it alone. You don't have to be with a partner or anything because you're with a group. There's nothing like being out there, feeling the wind, hearing the nothing, maybe the bleating of some animals, and then you see a couple of lions walking or you see antelopes.
But are these honestly, since we're talking about it, these are wild animals or no, these are
wild animals. You don't get out of your car.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant.
Yes. We had a group on safari once. We would take them, and we were in these pop-up top vehicles, and you were told, just be careful, okay? Don't lean out of the vehicle. Well, this woman, we were watching a group of lions on a little hill, not far away at all because they don't bother you. And then a lion, she dropped her lens cap out of the car. She was like leaning forward. She leaned out to get it. Well, the lions leapt up. I don't know what they were going to do. You never saw a vehicle's windows close down so fast as the people in this car. As they closed everything, they pulled down the top. It was frightening because you think, oh, it's like a zoo. Well, it isn't. You know.
See,
you
I thought it was like a zoo. That's what I'm saying.
No. We were once on a. I have so many I don't know how much time we're going to have.
Relax. We'll tell the story.
We were on a...
Something like this, a safari story, it's great because I've never gone on a safari. But as you talk about it, it's like... That could be like a bucket list thing. It's like,
do
where do you want
to
go?
Don't wait till you hit the bucket. Do it now. And we were on one of the rivers. And on the side were all of these crocodiles, just like...
This is part of the safari. It's river and land.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it was just a little boat trip we took.
Okay.
And they looked so harmless. And then one of our guides clapped his hand.
Oh, my
Those
goodness.
Those suckers got into that water so fast. Everybody moved to the middle of the boat. Because we were in like a wide canoe.
Right. Okay.
You know, because they're wild animals. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's great. And I've eaten a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, there was a place in Nairobi called the Carnivore. I don't know if it's still there. And
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. It was a Brazilian-style meat restaurant where they brought over skewers of stuff. And so I've had crocodile, I've had giraffe, I've had, oh, my God, you name it, wildebeest, you name it, I've probably eaten it. And
now,
I'd rather
doing
have chicken.
All that, was there any one of those things you'd say, my God, this is not edible? Or, honestly, that famous line, it tastes like chicken?
Right. Well, let me tell you something in Iceland. Let's move to Iceland. That... wasn't edible. We were in an Icelandic restaurant where they served typical Icelandic food, and on the menu was rotten shark.
Rotten shark.
A delicacy, darling.
That was a hint. It was a hint.
I got to taste rotten shark. So I ordered the shark. I read later on that Anthony Bourdain thought it was the worst thing he had ever eaten in his life. I took a little bite of it, the ammonia of it. My throat started, I could have died from it, I think. My throat started to close up from this little tiny bit of rotten shark.
Gastrointestinal poisoning.
Yeah, yes. You got it, yeah. So that was the worst thing I've ever eaten.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But the variety of those things is tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the you know, nowadays, I have six grandchildren.
And oh, lucky you.
No, but the two older ones.
No, I mean it, lucky you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no. Lucky. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
But the two older ones are 6 and 8, and they've gone into that range now of, I don't want this, I can't have that. And it's like, you know, you have to keep the palate as open as possible in my mind to just try it. You don't have to like it. And I'm not telling anybody to eat something they don't like.
I was picky when I was young.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
I was picky. I was picky about a lot of things. But, you know, what was that motto again on your wall over there? Whatever you're not changing, you are choosing. I think you gotta look at that every day.
I have a question pertaining to the various foods that you have been eating all over the world, basically. Do you associate them with foods that we have here that, you know, are common kind of foods? Like if you ate kangaroo, how would you associate that to something that we eat here in the States? Or if you ate alligator, how do you associate that?
Well,
I mean, what are the tastes? Are the tastes so foreign? Or
sometimes, yeah, and it's hard to describe.
Other than that dead one.
It's I had whale. Yeah, rather than the rod. Where did I have? I had whale in St. Vincent's because they're allowed to.
I had whale too.
They're allowed to have. And how would you describe it? I mean, it's like, I didn't like it. I didn't find it tasty. I tasted the sauce that the restaurant cooked it for me.
That's what they do. They cover it with sauce, a lot of the foods. But to eat them plain, some of them are horrid to eat them plain, only because my palate isn't accustomed to it. You have really trained yourself with so many years from being in Kenya as pretty much a youngster. We're youngsters when we're in our 20s. But you really have accustomed yourself to these various types of foods.
Yeah, I'd rather eat what I really like. But I've learned to love. How much time do we have in this segment? Because I have a
What is your favorite and from where?
Food? A long story. We'll start after the break. We have a break in about 40 seconds.
Your favorite food from where?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell you. China. Lake fish, and the way they prepared a chicken dish. The chicken was herbs and wine. They put it in a plastic bag. They then put it in clay. They brought it to your table. They broke up in the clay pot. They opened the other. It was the most yummy chicken I've ever had in my life. And the fish, they went out and caught the fish. It was Westlake in China. They caught the fish. They prepared it, and it was so delicious. It was
Guess
so
what
succulent.
I'm going to ask you. What similar fish?
Hold the thought. We have to take a break.
I'm holding the thought.
And we're going to come back as soon as then. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.